Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we stop and intentionally focus upon God's Word. We look at the lessons that are appointed for this day. And as we hear God's Word, we pray that the Spirit would work in our life, that the Word would come to us, plant within our lives, and continue to bear much fruit as we go forth, walking in faith and sowing Christ's love. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, by grace alone you call us and accept us in your service. Strengthen us by your Spirit, and make us worthy of your call, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The first reading that's appointed for this day is from the third chapter of the book of Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah set out and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly large city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's walk, and he cried out, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on sackcloth. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As we hear just this little part of Jonah, we would do well to go back and to think about the whole book of Jonah. If you have time, go back and read the whole book. It's not very long. It's only 4 chapters in total, sort of a quick read in one setting. And it tells the story of this person whom God chooses. God says to Jonah, "Go and proclaim to this city my love for them." And what's interesting is that Jonah, at first, really says no. Jonah goes, "No, I don't want to go to that wicked city." And what Jonah does is run away. He goes and he gets on a ship and he goes in the other direction. But when he's on the ship, a great storm comes up and the sailors are afraid. And they're wondering what has happened. And Jonah says that he's running away from God. And so they throw him overboard. And then God sends a giant fish to come and swallow Jonah. And he's there in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. And then the large fish spits Jonah up on the shore. All of this to get Jonah's attention. There are a lot of people that relate to Jonah, not because of the largeness of what happened, you know, being thrown overboard and swallowed by a fish and all that kind of stuff, but the reluctancy. There are many people who hear God pulling at their heart to say, "Go here, do this, make a difference in this area." And at times, people go, "Me? No, you don't mean me. I can't do that. No, I'm going to go in a different direction." But God has a way of continually coming. He continually comes to Jonah and says, "Go and do this." It says that the word came to Jonah a second time. After all that happened, God goes, "Here, this is what you're called for. Go and do this." And notice, even when Jonah goes, right, after all that's happened, after the storm coming up, after being swallowed by the large fish, everything that happens, he goes and he's almost kind of this reluctant prophet. I mean, think about it. God says you are to go and proclaim to this city. You are to bring my message to them. And hear the sermon that he gives. In preaching class, this would be the worst sermon in the world. Jonah goes around saying, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be overthrown. That's it. That's the whole sermon. People may like that, right? Short, sweet, to the point. But notice what happens. The people repent. The people proclaim a fast. They put on sackcloth. They acknowledge how they have erred from their ways, and they turn and believe God. And actually, if you keep reading the book, Jonah goes and sits under a tree, and he's sort of angry that people have listened to him. He's that reluctant prophet that God uses, and Jonah is still kind of like, ugh. And part of it, I think, this story, it calls us to trust God, to listen to what God is doing, and then being open to the work of the Spirit, to go, okay, God, you are the one. Too often in our culture, sometimes we hear people talk about, I found Jesus, right? I found God. I got my stuff together. That it begins with I. Jonah reminds us that God is the one who pursues us. God pursued Jonah to say, here, do this. Proclaim this message. And when he didn't do it, God got his attention in many ways, through the storm, through the fish, through coming a second time with this word. And then God empowered him and brought about change through him. God loves us so much that he continues to pursue us, to come after us, to say, here, come. Here's what I'm calling you to do. Here's what you are to be about. And the question is, do we listen? Do we hear God's call and answer? Or do we run away? Or do we do it reluctantly? How do we seek to walk into that call that God puts upon our hearts? Whatever shape that may take, whether that's to do, to do his work in terms of ministry, whether that's to make a difference in the lives of people we're with at work, whether that call is to be a teacher or a nurse or anything. How do we lean into that so that God, who pursues us, empowers us to do his work? When he calls, how do we answer? Will we be like Jonah and run away? Will we be like Jonah, reluctant? Or will we see the love of God that comes to us to lead us, guide us, and direct us? Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, you continually call people to declare your word. We give thanks for the prophets and people like Jonah, who answered your call to go, even sometimes reluctantly, and proclaimed the word of the Lord. Even at times when we may be reticent to go, just like Jonah, continually work in our life and use others to help us to see you at work and answer your call. Your grace comes to us in a way unknown, and you never give up on us, even when we, like Jonah, deny your calling us and run away. Call us, use us, empower us. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.